Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Now, a story that is just, it's been an incredible successful story in terms of surfing, right? And in terms of, there's so many youngsters that love surfing.
Mm.
And at a young age, they find themselves going out into the ocean and grabbing a board, going with mom or dad or friends and going for a surf. Not many of them can say that they dream of one day going out and competing at the highest level. Mm. Maybe at the US Open in Huntington Beach, for example, or even locally at a top, at top tournaments around the country. One such youngster, who's no longer a youngster anymore, he's slightly older now, has done that after just returning from Huntington Beach to say that he's competed at the very highest level of the sport. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just one of those phenomenal mornings, because when I met him a couple of days ago for the first time, and I'm talking, of course, about our friend Paul Sampson, who's with us this morning, we've got so many mutual friends. One of them, Jeff Ayliff, who reached out and said, "This was the youngster I chatted to you about all those years ago. Please tell him I said, how's it when you have him on your show this week?" Paul, it is wonderful to have you here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Lekker meeting you the other day. And then a man who I've known for donkey's years as well. He, in actual fact, helped me in my surfing competition. And this is not even a word of a lie, right? This is about, I'm trying to think if it was 8 or 9 years ago. I was competing against John Smit, Jean de Villiers, a whole host of former sporting greats.
Mm-hmm.
Is Colin Fitch, who's here today, formerly with WSL and now proudly a part of the founding movement of ASA, African Surf Association. Yeah. Colin, lovely to have you here.
Yeah, no, nice to be here. Thank you.
Do you remember the Saving Me in the Water in J-Bay?
We've got too many stories, you know, some that we could not most probably repeat on air, but it's been good to know you for all of these years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
It's so important, and I think we'll bring Paul into this conversation as well, to talk a little bit about how important an organization like ASA needs to be. Because in Africa, we've got so much talent, but what are we doing with the talent?
Yeah, you know, what we found, I was with the World Surf League for 37 years. I contested, I directed the Guns and the Mr. Price, or Mr. Price Pro, and then the Mr. Price Pro Bellito for 26 years straight. And then beginning of last year, 23, I got retrenched and sat around and sulked for a while, but then decided that what the sports need is in South Africa is another Jerry Maguire.
Absolutely.
So I ended up, we looked at Paul, he had just won a QS event here in South Africa, and he couldn't raise the funds, he didn't have the funds to get to Australia for the first two events this year, and we said, no, to hell with this, let's take him under our wing and let's get it done. So successfully we've managed to raise the funds, we've got him around, he went to Liberia, went and did an event there in Liberia, first ever professional contest in Liberia. Got to meet the president of Liberia. Then suddenly he went on to, from there we got him to, he did the Bellito event.
Yes.
And then recently, like you said, he's just come back from Huntington Beach, where he had an absolutely, the first time he's ever flown out of Africa.
Wow. And I'm going to talk to Paul. We're not ignoring Paul yet, but I need to say this, because when I think of former South African greats, I think of like a Sean Thompson, for example, right? I think of companies that were founded in South Africa, Instinct, for example, that's now under the curatorship again of Sean Thompson. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gents, the very first athlete to be sponsored by Instinct is Paul.
Yo, wow.
So Paul, how's it going? How are you feeling being back from Huntington Beach?
I feel good. It's good to be back home.
What's the journey been like for you? I mean, when you look back at it now, and it's only like you're only just really beginning this new chapter in your life, getting here. What has that been like for you?
I mean, look, it's been a long journey. It's been very difficult, you know, to obviously get up to this point and me obviously being here and speaking about it. But I always tell myself, like, you know, from the beginning and the journey that I've had, I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't have that journey, you know, if I had it easy. It's been tough at times. I never felt like I was going to give up surfing or anything.
Sure.
I've always wanted to, obviously, you know, be a professional surfer, go out, show the world who I am, show my talent, what I've got, you know. So it's been tough. It's really been tough. But you know what? I think now, looking back a few years ago, I think it's a great feeling to be here, you know. It's absolutely. It's overwhelming. It's for me, it's really important because yeah. I've obviously fought to be here.
Yeah.
The people I've met during surfing, because of surfing, it's amazing, man. Surfing is really, it brings people, it brings a lot of people together, you know.
I love the fact that you're still only really blowing the sport away with your talents, but your mind is very set on being an inspiration for a generation that almost feels like they're lost.
Yeah.
Like they've got nowhere to go. You've made yourself very available to go out there when you get the spare time to go and nurture the next generation of Pauls, you know, yeah. the next generation of talent that's out there to say, hey, there are other things in life that are worth pursuing. There are other dreams that you can have. And I think, Colin, when you've seen a talent like this, I mean, when last did you see a Paul Sampson, you know, and think to yourself, wow, this is going to be one of the greatest.
Yeah, no. You know, the problem, he's been a really good surfer, but he's lacked the backing.
Yes.
You know, and there's so many young surfers that are slipping through the cracks who've got talent, especially Paul. Paul's a former, if you don't know, Paul's a former street child.
Yes.
He came off the streets. He had two choices in life. He was either going to get involved in drugs, gangs, and that type of stuff,
sure.
or he was going to go the right route. So yeah. basically, it all boils down to choices, helping young athletes make the right choices mm-hmm. in life. And there really are, I would estimate we've got most probably 30, 40 young black kids in South Africa who've most probably got as good sure. Talent as Paul.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of finding them
yes.
and nurturing them, putting them through the African Surf Alliance and mm. helping them, you know, get into contests,
yes.
finding the money. You know, for Paul to enter the Bleto event is about, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 rand just
right.
to get into the event.
Yeah.
So it's money that they don't have. That's
yeah.
that's food for a month or for most families.
Sure.
So it's a way of raising funds to be able to help these young kids go through. We've got strict policies within the association, within the club. They've got to be in school.
Absolutely.
If they're in under 18, got to be in school. We'll monitor their school. We involved with the Sports and Science Institute. We're making sure they're drug-free. And these are all those policies that we set in place before we take on these young kids.
Mm.
And there's a lot out there, Ryan.
It's, sure.
it's just amazing that there's so many kids
yeah.
who've kind of turned away from surfing
yes.
who had the ability to go on and represent our country sure. at an international level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Paul, we are so proud of you, and you've only, like I said, begun this next chapter. There are hurdles that are always going to be presented to you, but I can tell by your spirit and your nature and your unrelenting talent that we are going to have many conversations about successes in the future because
yeah.
that is on the cards for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're it's incredible to have you here today to be able to have this conversation with you. And Colin, to you and the team at ASA, African Surf Alliance.
Alliance,
just a huge thanks for what you're doing for young surfers like Paul and giving them an opportunity to get out there and represent Team South Africa to the world of surfing.
Yeah, pleasure. You know, at one point in Paul, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, managed to take the minister, Western Cape Minister of Sport, Ronaldo McKenzie,
yes.
for a yeah. surf. So he's already
Ricardo.
Ricardo. And he's already booked his second lesson with Paul.
So. Listen, Ricardo makes an incredible tennis partner. Him and I have played tennis together before. I want to get out there with a surf from you, me, and him and our friend Seth Hulley.
Definitely.
We'll get out there and have a nice surf soon.
Yes, please.
Paul Sampson, you're a superstar. Please follow him on social media. And if you're a corporate and you're listening how to get involved, the ASA's details will leave all of that so you can get a hold of Colin and his team and say, hey, we've had a great year as a corporate. We'd like to give back to surfing. I enjoy the oceans. Why? Because they're free. I get out there on my surfboard whenever I get the opportunity. Well, why don't you give back? Look no further than the ASA and the great work that they're doing out there. Colin, to you and your team, a huge thanks.
Thank you very much,
Paul,
Ryan, and thanks, team.
In the surf, my brother.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Follow us on Instagram @Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.